With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, guys. We're back in the comfort of our own homes.
We are.
We're not in a studio today.
We're both
in our Skims robes.
Hashtag ad. Hey, Kim. Yeah? You paid us to say that, didn't you, hun?
No. Thank you, Kim.
No, we spent our own money on these robes and they are the best purchase of our lives.
Bit fucking expensive, but no regrets.
I mean, how much are... I never bought myself a nice robe ever before this one. Because I always thought it was, apart from I had that Zara one, right? I bought this Zara one. It's the most expensive robe I ever got. It was like 80 quid. I was like, oh, I'm going to treat myself. Yeah. And it was shit. It was scratchy. Yeah.
I've had like a white company dressing gown before.
Nice.
It was like a Christmas present
nice.
From Fiona.
I believe
and that was about 100 quid.
I believe they're about 100. So it's.
And I think this was a bit more than that.
It was, I feel like it was 120.
Shit.
Right?
But worth it. It's the softest thing I've ever laid my eyes on.
It's almost like. Not dog's fur. No, that's not a good analogy.
Dog's fur.
But you know what I fucking mean? It's like super...
It's just super it's like, soft. It's like silky, but it's not silk at all. It's like...
Yeah, it's like satiny, but like fleecy. You know,
almost like velour-y, but it's
but
not.
But it's not, because I know people hate that on their skin, so...
Yeah. Super soft. We would really
just
recommend.
Just take our word for it, hey?
Yeah. So you could just picture us in our Skims robes.
So we? Yeah, I'm back in the flat. Sophia's back in her house. We're doing it remote today, like the good old lockdown days.
The good old lockdown days, which you won't even speak
sick.
Of.
I don't know how we did that.
But it's boy talk this week, guys.
It is, baby.
How are we feeling about the boys this week?
We said that at the same time. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Let's get into
question of the week. Right. Super nice one this week. Super unique and super fun. So the question was, should you date outside of your type? Okay. Mm. And we asked you, we said, yeah, experiment, fuck it. Date around.
Go crazy.
You know, go for lots of different types of men or women or whatever is your type. And then we said, no, what's the point? Because what is the point? This question reminds me a bit of Love Island when it's like, because you know what?
What's your type on
You know
paper?
What all the boys are saying this year? They're going, a petite blondes are my type.
With blue eyes.
With blue eyes. I'm like, right. Babe.
I'm finding Love Island a bit stale this year.
I've watched like 2 episodes and that's it for me. I'm not engaged.
I just can't get invested the way that I used to. I'm just like, I'm not
Do you
into
know what
it.
I'm going to give a go actually
Which saddens
tonight?
Me to say, but...
You know what I'm going to give a go? The new season of Too Hot to Handle. Because
I was thinking the
exact
same. Yeah,
because I thought I want a bit of love shows, you know.
And I feel like Too Hot to Handle is almost more like, it's a bit more...
Got a bit
Larry,
more
because they don't give a fuck.
Right, it's got a bit more.
Because like, I feel like the people in Love Island are conscious of like a post Love Island career,
absolutely.
Whereas like Too Hot to Handle, they don't give a fuck. It just feels a bit more real.
Right, I agree. I'm with that stance. So the results of the poll. So what are your predictions? Do you think more people are...
I feel like people are going to say, yeah, experiment.
Yeah, absolutely. 93% said, yeah,
oh my
experiment.
Gosh.
Only 7% said, no, what's the point? So
see, interesting.
I support that poll.
I'm with the no, what's the point?
Well, but no, but you did date outside your type.
Right.
So you have
but
done it.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But right now you'd say no, what's the point? But you have done it. So you have experimented.
Yeah.
Right?
I have. I just think like, so yeah, I guess like a couple months ago, I'd be like, yeah, experiment, why not? But now I'm of the stance of no, what's the point?
Right. I understand.
Because I feel like I dated people who I thought, yeah, like I wouldn't usually go for you.
But you're
like,
attractive,
I'm not sure.
Nonetheless. Yeah.
Like, I know you're an attractive guy, but am I actually attracted? Like, you're not really my type.
Right.
Like, I'm not sure if there's already going to be
right.
chemistry
it's
there.
Like, there's going to be fireworks here.
Yeah,
there's going to be fireworks.
But, you know, I thought, you know, like, let me, you know, experiment, try something new. Like, date outside of my type.
For sure.
And all of the dates, I just was like, I almost found them a bit deflating.
Right.
Because I was like, I left them being like, oh, like, well, well I don't
and
like
I
you.
And I was deflated
I like
as well as a friend looking on. You know, I was watching
so
her.
So I'm almost going to say, don't bother.
Watching her muster up the courage to go on these dates with guys she wasn't even sure she was attracted to was exhausting for me, let alone for her. Honestly, it sucked the life out of me for a couple of weeks.
No, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm glad I did it and I've almost satisfied my curiosity.
Totally.
But I think it did teach me that, like, at least me, for example, like, I know what my type is and I need to just stick to it.
I think it's good.
Because outside of that, I'm not getting
because
anywhere.
Say you got into your first relationship at like 17, yeah? And
right.
it was this one type of man or one type of woman, whatever. And then you were with them for like 4 years or something. And then now suddenly you're in your 20s and you're thinking, oh, do I go for the same type of guy? You know?
Yeah, for sure. That's true.
I think you need to, you know, date around.
See what's out there.
You do, because otherwise you're just going to be still going for the same type of guy and they might not be right for you, and there's, you know, so many other personalities and blah 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 out there, you know.
Good learning curve, because
sure.
I think you either find something new that you didn't realize you liked,
for sure,
or you come back to what you know and you think, no, like,
yeah.
I know what type of guy that I like, and like, this
right.
is what I'm attracted to,
right.
and this is just me,
right? This is me, this is real. I'm exactly where
me.
I'm supposed to be now. I'm gonna let the
am
light...
I wrong though? I don't think
no,
I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong, absolutely. Shine on me,
hit it, Demi Lovato.
Oh, I fucking love Demi, old school Demi.
I love a bit of camp rock.
I fucking love my Converse. I used to fucking sit there on the school bus like listening to that, knowing full well I wouldn't even wear that myself at that age.
Absolutely not. Converse and a dress, we never did it.
We never did. It was never us. It was never us.
It was cool for a time though, I remember.
We did have that phase where we did do the Converse. Do you remember?
Did we?
There was a phase when I was like, I need a pair of black Converse. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a pair of purple Converse.
Wow.
Because I found out online that Justin Bieber's favourite colour was purple.
Wow, look
and
at
I was
go.
Going to the Justin Bieber concert, so I wanted to get spotted in the crowd.
Wow.
To be the one less lonely girl.
Absolutely.
So I thought, yeah, I'm going to get myself a pair of purple Converse.
Because Justin could
see
your feet.
I didn't get to be the one less
Justin
lonely girl.
Justin could see your feet, couldn't he, in that crowd?
Yeah.
God, we had a right ordeal.
I loved him.
When we went to see Justin Bieber, wow. It was a whirlwind, wasn't it? Remember?
Why? What was our whirlwind?
Remember?
Oh, 2 hour wait?
No, we fucking got there well early to try and get to the front. Remember?
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, man. Justin Bieber, Cody Simpson. We cried. And we met those
I
girls.
Getting there that early for that.
We got there
early. Oh my God, of course we did.
We got there early.
Wow, I totally forgot about all of that.
We were literally 16, I swear. I was like, I don't know how our mothers let us go and do that alone.
We were out there queuing all
And then
day.
My sister, yeah, was literally, she must have been literally 12 years old, Lydia.
She just came to queue up with us before and then she left.
She got the bus in and we were like, Lydia, because you've not got a ticket, you need to go get us McDonald's and you need to go to Primark and buy us blankets. And we sent her off. She came back with blankets from McDonald's.
Oh my God. So we tried to sneak Lydia in.
We were gonna, she was literally small. We were like, let's just fucking do it because there's such a big crowd of girls. And then the security were like, oh, everybody.
Because no one was checking tickets.
Honestly,
because it was like a floodgates. It was like a stampede of 14-year-old girls.
People had spotted him arriving, wasn't it? Remember,
yeah,
Lydia
like
was
big black bus.
Remember when Lydia was running about trying to find it and I was screaming because,
find the bus.
Because she was on her own, literally 10 years old, and I was like, get back here, you're a child.
Oh my
and then we
God.
Could hear him doing sound check and everyone would go crazy.
I remember those stampedes. That
Honestly,
was one point where I thought I could die in
we,
this.
Because you had
it was
to,
crazy.
Why did they make it that you had to go down the super steep steps to get down
super
to the floor?
Steep
because
steps,
we were standing,
not safe.
Of course, because we're cool.
Yeah, obviously.
We did get right up against the bar, but we were at a bit of an awkward angle, remember? But we were at the front. But there were mean girls in that crowd, I tell you, weren't there?
There were.
Oh my God, didn't I cry?
Unfortunately.
Oh my God, didn't someone pull my hair?
Oh my God, Jinsia cried.
Oh my God, did someone slap
someone
me?
Someone pushed you, I think. Or did someone pull your hair?
They fucking pulled my hair or pushed me really hard.
Oh my God, I remember when you did cry.
Oh my God, and they literally, I was close to tears, like thinking, don't you dare ruin my fucking night.
Something like that. No, I remember you like being a bit tearful at one point.
Yeah, no, remember.
And I was like, you've made her cry. I was like, look, you've made her cry.
Yes, oh my God.
And I think, I feel like maybe then she apologised, you
know?
This
happened, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I totally, this has unlocked a whole new memory.
Oh my God, this is like, you know when this, some sort of memory from 10 years ago starts coming back?
Yeah, I feel like because we were at the front, obviously everyone was trying to squeeze in front of us.
Everyone,
we were like, no, you can fuck
everyone
off. Everyone like,
wanted
we're at
our
front.
Spot, but we worked right. hard for it. So don't take, so don't
we
come
were not
here
giving it up.
And try and steal our spot that we worked hard for 24 hours for. Okay, babe?
To see Cody Simpson and Justin Bieber.
Right? Even though Justin Bieber was 2 hours,
late.
And we had no water. And we were like.
We still loved him.
14-year-old girls just withering away in the crowd. We still loved it. But yeah, great. Should we get on with the boys?
Yeah. Enough of that.
I mean,
right.
I'm sorry. One more thing. If I was Justin Bieber at the time, how old was he? 17, 18?
I think so.
Yeah. I would make sure I would be on time to come on stage, knowing that there were like 12-year-old girls in that audience.
That had school the next day.
That had school the next day, yeah.
Right.
And that were hot and sweaty and, with no water and needed food. Like, come on, Justin.
But I think looking back, he had his reasons.
Yeah,
but
he was going for a struggle then, but come on.
Come on, Justin.
We, you know, we could have collapsed in
still
that crowd.
Still love you, JB.
Still love you, JB.
Still believers. Still got Bieber fever.
Still a fan. But, you know, that will always, you know, strike a chord.
Okay, guys. So, it's boy talk. Let's dive in
I'm
to
so
the episode.
Drake has just started
Happy
playing
Wednesday.
On my Mac. What in the world is
going
on?
Oh, my God.
On?
Champagne Pappy's popping up on Chintzia's Mac.
Why is this
Drake,
happening?
Go away. It's not the time, babe.
This is not the time, darling. I'll talk to you later.
Right. We've got a podcast to do. Okay, so this one is interesting. What do you think of this, Chintz? Because I'm intrigued. So unmatched on Hinge, but still WhatsApping? Question mark.
So he unmatched with you?
So she said, friend recently went on a Hinge date with a boy she ended up really liking.
Right.
They got on well, they had a kiss at the end of the date and have been talking since.
Oh, a little kiss, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a big texter, but they've been checking in daily.
Okay,
and
lovely.
Yesterday, he asked her if she was free for a date on Saturday.
God,
she said yes, obviously.
Oh, I love being asked out on dates. How nice.
Yeah, of course. All was going well until we got back from a girl's dinner this evening and she noticed he had unmatched her on Hinge.
Oh, goodness me, Brian.
What does this mean? Should she be worried? We're not sure what to think. We've had a couple of ideas, but we don't want to sway your immediate initial thoughts on it.
Shit.
So why unmatch someone on Hinge yet still message them and ask them on a date? Is he hiding something? Any advice? Much appreciated.
I'm not sure what this situation is, if I'm honest.
Well, this is interesting because I have a male insight into this answer.
Tell me.
When I read this, I was like, oh my fucking God, like, this is super shady, like, what's he doing?
Yeah,
like,
I think this is, do you know what? I think this is a classic thing that is just like, men think, oh yeah, well, I know her in real life now, I don't need to know her on Hinge, kind of thing. Classic just thinking, oh yeah, I'll just unmatch, you know, it's fine. Like, I know in real life I've got her on WhatsApp, I don't.
But to unmatch is quite unmatch, it's quite personal.
Right. So, hits me in the heart.
I don't think I've ever unmatched anyone.
It kind of hits me in the heart.
Why?
Right.
Unmatched. For what? So like my initial thought when I read it, I was like, oh my God, like this is so shady, like what is going on?
Yeah.
But when I read this email, I was actually in the presence of two men.
Wow.
So when I read it,
men?
So I was like,
who are these men?
Yeah. Well, boy, we'll say guys. So I said, I was like, do you know what? I thought this is the perfect opportunity for you. I thought, let's get the answer here
Absolutely.
And now for the podcast,
Absolutely.
For the podcast listeners.
Absolutely.
So I think it's for you guys. And I was like, guys, like, what does this mean? I was like, one of my friends here, like, blah, 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 blah. Both of them off the bat said he's deleted Hinge. He's just deleted Hinge.
So does that happen though? Surely that doesn't happen.
They
honestly deleted his actual account.
They both said it sounds like he likes her and he's just deleted Hinge.
So
that's what both, and I was like, I was like, surely not. Like they've only been on one date. They've only got another date lined up. Like they've only kissed. Like surely not. But that's what both of their initial responses were. Like, oh, he's probably just deleted Hinge.
Oh my God.
But I don't think that's correct.
Me neither. I think that's not that he's just trying to soften the blow there for all the girls there. Those boys who said that. I think so. Because
no, but both of them said it off the bat. But like, no, they were like, obviously, like, he's obviously just deleted Hinge. What's the big deal?
But it's been one date, one kiss. One date, one kiss.
I know. Well, they've been speaking every day, I suppose.
Yeah, fair. But whoa, whoa, whoa. Very bold from Brian.
So what's the other option? Well, why else has he unmatched?
Okay, that's interesting that that was their perspective, okay? Mm. My initial thought was that it's not shady or anything. Like, he clearly likes you. He's asked you on a date. Like, let's not doubt that. He's literally just... If he didn't like you, he wouldn't have asked you on that date. You know
on
what I mean?
Date.
So let's not second guess the fact that he likes you or not, because clearly he does. He's texting you every day and he's asked you on a date. So it can't be that.
No, it's not that.
And I literally think he's literally gone back on his Hinge and gone, oh, Jessica, well, I now have her number. I know her in real life. I'm seeing her on Saturday. I can unmatch her now because I don't...
Well, that makes no sense,
because I know, but to guys, it's like, oh, I'll just, you know, get rid of her off my Hinge. But
almost like clear the Hinge
archives. Because I know her in real life. I've got her WhatsApp. But to girls, it's like, you fucking what, mate? What the fuck are you doing?
Twat.
But I think he was genuinely just like, oh, Jessica, yeah, I can't wait to see her on Saturday. I'll just get rid of her off my Hinge kind of thing. That's
right.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, kind of like,
yeah, I do.
I don't need to be communicating with her on this app because I have her number and I know
her
real life.
And the thing is, he obviously did that thinking you wouldn't notice.
Right. Clearly. Right. Well, he didn't. Well, he did it thinking it wasn't going to hurt your feelings, just literally clearing out his Hinge, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah, for sure. Because he wasn't like, I'm going to fucking strike a call with Jessica, you bitch. And fucking...
Because she sent her email, is he hiding something?
What could he be hiding? What is he hiding? What Sophia, tell me, what is he hiding? He literally wants to see you on Saturday. He wants to see you on Saturday. What could he be hiding? It's fair enough, if he hadn't asked you out on another date, I'd be like, yeah, shady, he doesn't want to see you. Just,
for sure,
I'd say
true.
He's just chatting to you to string you along. He clearly doesn't like you because he's obviously unmatched you. He doesn't want to see you again. But he's literally asked you on a date, so I don't know what to think here. Of course he likes you.
I agree with what you said, Chins. I think fuck what those boys said about his deleted Hinge.
No,
I don't believe
that.
No, he's
fucking
not.
Fucking hell, he's not that far ahead yet.
He's
Give him a couple months,
yet.
Hey?
Right.
And he'll clearly fall in love with you, but it's only been one
Absolutely.
Date and one kiss.
So yeah, I think don't stress about it. You've got your date on Saturday. Look forward to it. Assess the vibes.
Right.
Don't bring it
there's
up.
There's no need
there's no
to
need.
Be... Brian,
he
before we
did
start...
it hoping you wouldn't notice. I don't think it's that deep. But then, like, having said
I
that...
I don't think it's
sorry,
deep
before
at all.
We move on, would you go back on... You've been on successful dates on Hinge. Are you going back on Hinge and unmatching your successful date?
Well, no, because...
That wouldn't even cross my mind.
But
why would you even do
but
that?
Sophia, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. I don't know how these men think. Obviously,
I know.
I think he's gone back on his Hinge and thought, well, I know Jessica in real life now, so I'm going to get rid of her off my Hinge. And that's all
right.
It was. I think.
I just don't understand that logic at all.
Me neither.
I'm a bit stumped at that one as
but
well.
I,
do you know what? Fucking ask him so we can get the answer as well, because I'd like to know.
Is there a way she can just like run it by and like, oh, so you're matched me on Hinge?
Right.
What's going on there with that, Brian? Definitely haven't emailed into a podcast and talked about it with all my friends for hours. And you might be like, oh, just a simple clearing up.
That.
Just a simple clearing out of my Hinge, that's all.
But maybe he has deleted the app, and if he has, then wow, he must be amazing
if
on first
dates. If he has, then that must have been one hell of a kiss, hey? One hell of a kiss.
One hell of a kiss.
You got to teach us your ways, yeah?
But a tonsil tennis.
Tonsil tennis, yeah? One hell of a kiss for Brian.
I fucking hate the word tonsil tennis. I think it's disgusting.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that, what's that fucking film?
Angus Thongs and Perfect Stocking when they have that
fucking sick. I remember we'd sit there and watch that with our parent, with like my mum in the room or dad, and I would think, I'm going to be fucking sick. This is so uncomfortable.
So embarrassing.
That stocking was just so embarrassing. It's just the worst thing, I think. I'm bitching it.
So much saliva.
Imagine filming that scene. They were like...
horrible. When you are under the weather, getting
caught in the storm. Let's get really intellectual here with this one.
Okay.
It's like we're doing a seminar.
Let's get into the psychology.
Right, let's
one.
Do this one. Boy talk, colon. He's taking banter too far, ? So.
I've experienced this, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel, but it's like, be nice to me. Do you know what I mean? There's a fine line. It's like, fine, we can take the piss. I love taking the piss. I like having a laugh, but there's a fine line. Like, don't take the piss.
It needs
and
to
hurt
come
my...
with some compliments.
Right. Like, you need to be nice to me. It can't just be all fucking banter and sarcasm.
Right.
Right. But let's read on, right? So basically, I've been talking to this boy from Tinder for a few weeks. Let's call him Barney.
Barney.
Goodness me. I think we'll call him Brian, darling. Barney doesn't roll off my tongue like that. I just think of, I love you, you love me.
I can't think of a fuckboy as Brian. Barney. It's got to be Brian.
Barney, right. No, I appreciate there are Barneys in the world. I just don't know a Barney personally. When I hear Barney, I associate it with the purple giant. So,
are people
with the purple dinosaur? Sorry, it's not a giant.
Remember Clifford the Big Red Dog?
Oh, I hated that shit. Not there.
What?
For that.
I loved Clifford the Big
Red Dog. No, Barney was my jam. Yeah, absolutely. That's where my love from Demi came from. I just want to go rewatch the episodes and see Selena and Demi and just be like, wow, God, I watched her as a child, you know? And now I sing, awesome. I can't wear my Converse with my dress. Well, baby. Right. So let's call him.
We're going to call him Brian.
Let's call him Brian. We hit it off straight away and we have spent hours up at night texting and sending voice notes. I love this shit.
Oh,
this is
how
the
romantic.
Best. He's really funny and comes up with the most random questions and actually makes me genuinely laugh.
Love that.
We love laughter. I never get this giddy of a guys I talk to on Tinder. So this is a big change for me. Wow.
A big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up here. This is all looking green. This is all looking fantastic.
Green lights. Go,
yeah,
go.
All steams ahead to marriage, I say.
Full steams ahead.
He has really...
First comes love, then comes marriage.
Yeah, then comes the baby and the golden carriage baby. So let's go. Let's stop taking the pill. Let's just go for it, hey?
Fuck it. Who needs birth control?
Who kneels it? What? Who needs it?
What?
I said kneels. Right. He has really good banter. And is very quick-witted. And we bounce off each other really, really well. This is fantastic news.
Lovely.
However, here we go, guys. Let's turn the brains on, turn the ears on. I feel as though sometimes he takes the banter a bit too far and ends up hurting my feelings. I mean, goodness me. This sounds like an emotional rollercoaster.
I've definitely been in this situation.
Maybe without realising. For example, oh, God, here we go. I don't like this. Okay. For example, I sent him a photo of me and my friends the other night and he was joking around saying that the blonde one out of my friends was really fit and if he could get a number, right. Brian, darling, I appreciate where you're trying to be the comedian.
I can see the joke. Yeah, he's trying to be funny.
But also I'm sensitive and I don't want to hear that you fancy
I think
my mate.
Also with that, he's trying to make you a little bit jealous and be like, oh no, I want you to like me. Right. I think that's a bit of a
personally,
weird male complex.
If someone said that to me, I wouldn't find that funny at all. I wouldn't even respond. I think I'd go, ha ha. I don't think that's funny.
Ha ha.
What am I meant to giggle about that?
No.
You're meant to be all for me, not to help some of my blonde friends fucking fit. You want a number? So I played along with it at first because I thought it was funny. Yeah, naturally. Because
yeah,
you don't.
In good
yeah,
spirits,
naturally.
You know, that's a, yeah.
Suppose we all would. But then he brought her up again the following night. Fuck off,
hell.
Brian.
Do you want to marry her?
Fuck off, Brian. Fuck off. I don't like... This is actually rude. I don't think this is like bad. This is actually rude and very insensitive. Well, obviously he thinks you're very secure and stuff, but whatever.
Right.
But that's not the point. I am secure. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Anyway, but then he brought her up again the following night and started comparing the two of us. Ooh, I don't like this at all.
No, we don't like this.
Saying that I had a better ass than her, but she had better tits. Fuck off. That's not even funny. That's not funny. And overall, she wins in terms of hotness. Fuck off. That's not funny.
Go and date her then, you weirdo.
Like, literally, why are you talking to me? I think that's so real. I don't care if you're joking. I literally don't care. I get that he was probably joking, or at least hopefully, but I feel like sometimes with banter, people genuinely do mean what they're saying. I agree.
Yeah.
There's some truth to it, isn't there?
There's always, I believe there's always the tiniest bit of truth to it.
There's always a bit of truth.
It always comes from a fact.
It always comes from a fact. That's what banter is. So if Sophia was taking the piss out of me, she'd say, I don't know, she'd say something.
I don't know, you put me on the spot.
But it would come from a fact and truth. That's what banter is. Right?
For sure.
So you think my friend's fitter than me. That's rude to say that to
Full
me.
Stop.
Right? But I feel like sometimes with banter, people genuinely do mean what they're saying, but they're saying it in a jokey way. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Another example is that I was sending him progress photos from the gym the other day. Oh my God, amazing. Incredible. And he was complimented to be saying that I had a great ass, but then added onto the end, shame about your face. God, fuck off. No, I get, right, that one...
That one can be a joke.
That one can be a joke, but still, after the past, I don't
after
like it.
After the blonde friend comment, right, it's not nice to hear off the back of that.
Personally, I don't like this joking about my appearance.
No, Cinzia can't take any of this.
No.
She doesn't like any of this at all.
I don't find that funny. If the guy I was seeing said, you've got a great ass, but shame about your face, I'd go silent. I'd be like, what? I can't laugh at that. You're meant to tell me I'm beautiful.
I understand this like laddie banter,
but I'm not your friends. I'm a girl you're seeing.
Insult behaviour. But I do agree that there is definitely a line. What I don't like, fair enough, like the great ass shame about your face in an isolated incident.
Right, that could be funny. I could
find that quite funny. But the fact where when it gets to like comparing me to my friends and you're literally pinpointing, saying, well, you've got better ass than her, but she has got better tits than you. Like, what?
Right.
Like that for me is on no grounds normal or acceptable.
Especially when you might already be insecure about your tits.
Right, for example.
Right, and he's just said, she's got better tits than you. And it's like, right, well, I'm already fucking insecure about my boobs now. So now I think you're looking at my boobs thinking, what are these boobs? You know, it's not okay.
What she said at the end of her email? She said...
Yeah, okay, let me get to the end. I get that this was probably a joke. We're almost done. We'll get to the end. I get that this was probably a joke, but it really did hurt my feelings as he might genuinely mean what he is saying underneath the banter. I'm quite an insecure person anyway due to issues with cheating and lying, so this really did upset me. We haven't met in person yet. And sometimes he can be so lovely and make me feel really special. Okay, that's good. But other times, really shit. Right, well, that's not good, is it? Is this enough to end it and stop talking to him, or should I just go along with it because it's banter and stop worrying so much?
Do you know what I think might be happening here?
Go on.
I think because you haven't met this guy in person, it's obviously all about like your text conversation and how good it is over text and like if he's a good texter, blah, 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 blah. And maybe he's just putting, I mean, on one hand, he could just be a twat, but on the other hand, I'm offering a solution. Maybe he is just thinking like, maybe he's feeling the pressure of being like, I like this girl. I want to get a good like banter.
She's trying to be
like,
funny.
Can she take the banter funny? Like maybe he's just running too far with it, trying to stimulate conversation, like good. Like maybe he wants you to reply and be like, ha ha, blah, 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 blah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like maybe this is just his stupid boy way of thinking.
Trying to be funny.
Like you said, yeah, because he probably looks at you, right, and thinks, fuck, now like you
She's
are absolutely gorgeous. I bet
league,
you're not
sure.
insecure at all. Like you've got nothing to worry about. So he probably thinks that you won't be affected by these like banter / insults.
Right.
But whereas because you know yourself, like we all have insecurities, because do you know what I mean? From his perspective, he might be thinking, oh yeah, right, you don't have any insecurities. Look at you. You're
like,
amazing.
Surely he's not that much of a twat. He probably is trying to be funny.
I'm going
but
back
there's
to
a
the
fine
start
line.
Where you're saying, you know, you spent hours up at night texting, sending voice notes. He genuinely makes you laugh, like you're getting giddy.
Right.
Like, you know, at the end, we were really liking this guy. So I'm trying to give him a chance.
I think meet up with him, yeah.
I don't think he'll be like this in person.
If he's genuinely making these jokes to your face in person,
which I don't think he will,
they're hitting the same, you have to end it because I'm sorry, you can't be with someone who's making it. You've just said, sometimes he makes me feel special, but other times he makes me feel really shit. You should not stay with someone or continue dating someone that makes you feel really shit, regardless if it's a joke, regardless if you get along and can have a laugh, regardless if he's attractive. Bottom line, you've literally just said he makes me feel really shit, and I look personally, even from that, I'd be like, fuck him off, find someone who's not going to make you feel shit at all. Like if this is just his personality and we can't take it, we can't take it, and he can find someone else. He can fucking date your fucking friend who he likes a fucking face and ass and whatever.
I would say
see him in person.
If you feel like you've got a bit of a connection, maybe you owe it to yourself to meet him in person. Right. Otherwise, you might always put him under that, but what if, he might be, because sometimes he might be lurking around for way longer than necessary. You know, if you can meet him, you can either just cut it off and know, like, yeah, okay, I did meet you. That's you ruled out. Or you might be like, oh, do you know what? He was actually really nice in person, blah, blah, blah. And also, like, this is something which I feel like you are in your rights to say, that's like, fucking hell, like, bit heavy with the banter tonight. Jesus.
I think stand up for yourself if he does it again.
Yeah. Look, like, I'm all for a laugh, blah, blah, blah. But like some things you're saying, like I'm not into banter about like personal appearance.
Right. Like targeting that's just too my far appearance. For me.
And then maybe if you tell him that, he'll be like, oh shit, like I didn't realize that was having the effect. Like, and he might switch up. Like maybe he's just trying too hard and just like ruining it for himself.
But I'm sorry, how stupid are you? Rule number one, don't compare me to my friends. And
boys just don't think
compare
the same.
Our assets. But are you stupid? Seriously,
maybe he is.
Seriously, like if you're a competent adult male, you're seriously going to sit there, look at a photo of me and my friend that I've sent you out of goodwill to show, oh, I had such a good time the other night. And with your chest.
He's going way too far with it.
Yeah, with your chest, you're saying that my friend's fitter than me and that, you know, she's got better tits than me or whatever. Come on, you're stupid. Yeah. That's not funny. Like, are you being serious? Is that meant to make me fall in love with you?
I think the simple thing is he's not thinking.
Right. Be nice
to
me.
He's not thinking.
Be nice to me. Make jokes
about... All he's thinking about is, let's have banter. Yeah. He's not realising it's getting too personal.
Send me memes.
I think he's just played a bit dumb.
Right.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Baby. God, that one got me a bit sweaty.
It's fucking hot in this
house.
It's
so hot. Right, listen, yeah, it's so humid outside. It's like we're in Miami.
Like I'm in Orlando.
It's hot. And then it's fucking torrential rain. I'm like, where are we?
It's like we're in the rainforest.
Honestly, we've got no aircon in these English homes, yeah?
Oh,
so I've got the windows open, but it's just hot, humid air. And it's fucking raining outside. Sat here in my dressing gown, literally sweating, but we've got all the windows open.
Sweating in the Skims robe.
Literally sweating out in my Skims robe that I'm meant to bring somewhere tomorrow and wear.
Okay, this one's interesting. Bit of a different note. So how to come to terms with a good thing ending.
Oh, so, good things always got to come to an end, aren't they?
Good things come to an end. Hey, girls, love you both.
Love
so
you.
My boyfriend of over a year and I broke up a couple of months ago because of college coming up this fall.
R.I.P.
Time was our only problem as we had a great thing going. A long-distance relationship wasn't something that my boyfriend was willing to entertain regardless of feelings, etc. So I know that isn't going to work, but it's hard to let go of something that brought me so much, that brought so much into both of our lives.
Of course.
My question is, how do I let myself move on? It's not like I can be angry at him. There's no cheating. You know, it was almost like a happy breakup. We've been in contact to go to lunch a few times, but other than that, the communication has stopped. I guess it really is over, mark. How do I move on?
Right. I think...
Without hating him.
I think I would just say... For now, just stop the... Don't go for lunch, you know?
No.
Like, give it a year.
Save yourself a Caesar salad.
You know,
don't
just
bother.
Give it a year. Like, honestly, stop the communication. Don't go for lunch. Don't meet up. The moment you see his face and you're going
to
be like,
back
oh my God,
one.
I miss you so much. I love you so much. And it's going to just start the healing process all over again. Like,
but you know what? Like, I do know what you're saying. Like, it is. I think it's so much harder sometimes to get over a breakup, which was almost like,
Like it was a good relationship. So why are we ending it?
Right.
Well, we're only ending it because we're not in the same city and we've got college.
Right. So like, you think, like, do you know what? If he'd have cheated on me or if we'd have had a massive row, it'd be so much easier because you've got that anger and you're like, I'm better off without you. Right. I hate you, blah, blah. Right. But when you've not got those feelings attached to that person, I think it does make it obviously so much harder because you're like, oh my God, this is literally just like because of distance.
Right. And that's such a shame.
But I also think, like, something that, like, me and Chintz have realised is that, like, there is honestly so much life to live.
Oh, my God. So many chapters
and
to be made.
I think we said this last week, but, like, life has so many more chapters than we realised. And I think, like, growing up, like, a lot of us always thought, like, yeah, like, I'll meet, maybe have, like, 2-3 boyfriends and for them, my find my husband and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, that's just not reality for everyone.
But also, like, you can't predict what's going to happen. Like,
exactly.
You know, you can't sit there and go, yeah, you know, my lifetime, I'll probably have about 4 serious relationships, then I'll settle down.
Right.
You might just meet one person, stay with them for 15 years and then get married. Like, so, and I'm just trying to relate back to when I was at college. So what, we were in sixth form. We hadn't even had a relationship then. Right? Me and Sophia. And it's like now here we are years later and we're just like, you know, it's...
Different experiences it's different, under
our
belt.
You know, different things happen and you move on and you do heal from things. And, you know, I'm thinking if maybe I was a bit sad over a boy when I was maybe 18 and I thought it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, fucking hell, you know, it's not at all and you...
A distant memory
It's a distant
now.
Memory and you realise. So I think it's just remembering that and just being like, no, I've got so much life to live. Look, if truly he is meant to be, he will be and we will be.
And almost
and I believe
just like
that.
Take the stance that it's like, do you know what? Like, let's smile that it happened.
For sure.
Like, you had a lovely relationship.
For sure.
You really enjoyed each other's company. There's no bad feelings there.
I think it's nice
that
to
you've,
end
you
like
know,
that. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, you've ended in a really, like, almost lucky way. Like, you've still got that good bond.
Right.
You've still got a lot of love for each other. There's no bad blood.
One thing I'd
I think
say,
take that blessing and then just, like, get out of there.
I think to try and avoid hurting yourself as well, you know, try and unfollow on Instagram. I know it's on a good, but I don't want you seeing girls he's following or girls pictures he's liking, or I don't want you going onto his account and stalking him. Like, you're just gonna literally sit there and cry and hurt your own feelings because look, he's trying to move
seeing
on
him in his stories,
right?
Like, you just
you
don't
need
to
see
it. It's the worst.
And look,
it's the worst
if
thing.
You feel like you need to communicate that with him, just be like, hey Brian, you know, obviously I love you so much, but if we're going to move on here and we're going to, you know, move on with our lives, I'm going to have to unfollow you and I'm going to have to stop.
I'm just going to give you the heads up because I don't want you to think this is out of bitterness.
This isn't me being angry. You know, I don't hate you. I love you still. That's why I'm unfollowing you and trying to remove you from my life kind of thing. Mm. And I think you have social
just
media.
Just like respect my decision.
Right. Because I think in a few months after not seeing his face anywhere, you'll start to feel much better. And it is a slow
world's
burner.
Better.
And one thing I'd say is time is the biggest healer. Might feel like the end of the world now, but in 6 months' time, you'll be feeling on top of the world and thinking, God, I'm so proud of how far I've come. And that's always the case. Time is always the healer.
Always the case. And something will happen that you'll be like, oh, something amazing will happen. And you'll be like, 100%. Oh my God, you know, if my relationship never
100%.
Ended, this would never be happening to me right now.
100%.
You know, one door closes, another one really does open. Yeah. So
just remember, keep all the positive
go
vibes.
Go with it.
You know,
yeah.
Try
happen
and
for a reason.
Smile that it happened. Don't dwell.
New beginnings, new chapters,
absolutely.
New things are coming.
Absolutely. You've got so much to look forward to. Oh my God.
Yeah,
the future is so bright. It's lovely. When you are under the weather,
getting caught in the storm. On the happy notes, I feel like I've got a happy note.
Yeah, go on, happy note.
One of you has sent us in an email saying, I've got a happy story for once.
Show
so
us a happy.
Let me just read this quickly.
Read us a happy.
So she says, love the podcast. I'm currently listening to a previous boy talk and
oh
we're
God.
Saying how we're trying to be more positive vibes toward the boys. So
okay.
Here you go. So
okay.
The summer before last, I met the boy of my dreams.
Aww.
This is my first proper relationship and I'm so in love.
Aww.
I'm 22 and he's 26.
Aww.
I just want to remind everyone
Aww.
To never settle.
Aww.
I've had options in the past, but never wanted to have a relationship
Aww.
Or see other guys because they just don't tick all of my boxes.
Yeah.
My boyfriend now ticks them all
Aww.
And more.
Aww.
He's selfless, always going out of his way for me,
Aww.
Kind, funny, always makes me feel beautiful on my worst days,
Aww.
Cheers me up, puts up with my tantrums.
Aww.
I appreciate him so much and we are currently in the process of buying our first
wow.
house together.
Wow.
I met him on Instagram, not the most romantic, I know. He followed me and always liked my picture, so I liked an odd picture of
Ooh.
His because, you know, YOLO. And he quickly DM'd me, excited because he was too shy to do it first.
Aww.
A quick reminder to make the first move, girls.
Aww.
So yeah, I just wanted to say, before I met him, I was starting to think that I was being overly optimistic and I was having too high expectations and it would just never happen for me. But no, your time will come. Aww. Keep being you and the right guy will be attracted to that.
You know, that is for the...
We love a success story.
That is for the lady who...
With the banter.
Why are we going to settle...
He's not ticking the boxes
now. He's not. So look, why even waste our time, right? Waste our time when...
I know.
Dream boat's around the corner, hey?
This one's about sexual needs.
Wow.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Sexual needs. Let's do this. My boyfriend's not fulfilling my sexual needs. Gosh.
Uh-oh.
Hi, girls. Uh-oh. This is a bit of a sexual dilemma here. I know you don't talk about it too much, but love it if you could help me out. I've been with my boyfriend for a year and a half now, and our relationship is going really well. We are both 20 years old. Okay. Fresh youth going into your 20s. Wow. 20s are going to be the best years of your life. How exciting. Mm-hmm. However, I feel as though I'm not completely satisfied sexually. I understand every person has different sex drive, etc. We each see each other relatively often, 4 to 5 times a week, yet we only have sex or any other sexual experiences about once a week. I have voiced to him that sex is very important to me. Okay, this is good. As intimacy is a big part of the way I give and receive love, yes. He has complained saying that he wants to have sex in the morning, yet I wake up later than him. What?
So he's... My God, make it sound like a fucking chore, why don't you?
So he's gone, yeah, but I only want to have sex in the morning.
You wake up too late. I can't have sex with you because you wake up too late.
Oh my God. And then at nighttime, he's too tired to have sex. Oh God, Brian, come on, grow up.
Brian, have a coffee. I want to have sex with you, weirdo.
Like,
get an espresso and have sex with your girlfriend.
But also, like, so rude. Like, you can never be too tired. Like, it's not that much work.
You're a 20-year-old boy.
I'm sure you're young and youthful. I'm sure you've got a few muscles under there. Right? Don't tell me you're too tired. That sounds like an excuse to me and I don't like it.
That sounds like an excuse you've got when you've got like 5 toddlers that you're trying to look after.
Right. So he's saying he's too tired at night, but he's also complaining that I wake up later than him in the mornings. Right. Okay. He almost sees sex as a chore. Right.
Yes.
And always thinks he needs to shower after. God, grow up.
God,
just go to bed, Brian. Right? It's not that long, okay? Shower
Brian
in the morning.
Brian is taking all of the fun out of this.
God, is he like a germaphobe or something?
What does he want you to do? Set an alarm so
Literally,
you can have sex in the morning?
No, what was it on Backchat? What was it called that we watched?
Backchat, Blue Therapy.
But it turns out they were acting the whole time and we were talking about it on air like it was real life.
I was really invested. I feel really betrayed
by that.
And then Paul
did this, announced a video being like, was my first acting job. What? What are you talking about? Don't do that.
It was this, for anyone that doesn't know, it was this couples therapy thing we watched on YouTube and it was called Blue Therapy and we were really invested in these couples and it was really good if you go and watch it, but then it all came out at the end that it was all acting and we were like, what
and we
the
were like,
fuck?
So we've watched 5 episodes that are an hour long for what?
5 hours.
Right? Anyway, but one of the points that Chioma made, even though they were acting, I'm going to talk about like they're a real couple.
Yeah.
Was that Paul never wanted to have sex with her, right?
Paul never wanted to
have
sex.
And Paul was like, okay, well, we'll have sex on Thursday at this time.
They had to arrange it.
Like, arranged it and then got to the time, didn't even have sex with her. And she made it so special, you know, she got lingerie, did candles, you know, petals, didn't she?
Really set the scene.
And he literally didn't touch her. So it's like, what is going on in your head? Right? Anyway, let's just finish it. So he almost sees sex as a chore and always thinks he needs to shower after. Okay. I understand cleanliness. Yeah.
Yeah, but also, I respect the cleanliness. But can you not have a shower after at night? A quick rinse off and get to the head? What's your issue?
But even if you do need to shower after, I understand. Showers take 5 minutes. Right? How long are you showering for, Brian? Like 45 minutes?
Right. You're telling me that a shower is putting you off having sex with your girlfriend?
He's lying. That's an excuse. That's literally an excuse. Because that is no... showering, fine. Let's go to bed
that
clean.
That would not put any boy off, surely. Come
absolutely
on.
Not. Not every boy's walking around the UK going, oh, sex is such a chore. I've got to shower after. I'm not having sex. Fuck off. It frustrates me as it can never be spontaneous and natural.
Right.
It makes me feel insecure and makes me question if I'm, you know, not sexy enough and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's just a line at the end where she's saying, I voiced my concerns to him, but it seems like I'm getting nowhere.
Honestly, to me, it sounds like there's more going on because that's not...
Do you know what?
I bet in the first few months he was ripping your clothes off. So what changes?
But I also think like a big part of relationship, like a romantic relationship, obviously is like intimacy.
And absolutely. If you and you're do, saying if that's you, your and, love language.
Yeah, I get you. Like you've said it, like people do have different sex drives. And I do think,
oh God,
like,
I think England have just scored. I can hear all the men screaming downstairs. All right, we get it. We're doing a podcast up here. We're talking about sex.
Boys, shut the fuck up.
Boys,
we're talking about sex.
We're talking about this lady's relationship here. And you're screaming. It's so rude.
Have some respect.
Yes, my winner. Are open, but it's only because it's fucking Miami heat in here, okay?
But what I was going to say was, I do think, like, if you and your partner have different sex drives, I do think it that affects. Is like a breaking point in relationships.
Well, me too.
Like, I do think if it's, I do think your sex drive also comes under compatibility. And right. I think if you have different sex drives, it means you're not compatible.
But the thing is, if you don't have the same sex drives, you need to talk about it and compromise on either end. So
but
either,
she has spoken about well, it. He's making excuses right, that he wants to have a shower.
Right. So he needs to hear it and understand that no, this is actually make or break, because this is right. affecting our relationship in more ways than just the sex. Because now yeah. you're walking around thinking you're not sexy enough and he's not making you feel beautiful. And it's
guys, you are young 20-year-old
right.
couples. You've only been
you've
only been together for a year and a half. This is still a pretty new relationship. Right. He's talking like you've been together for 50 years and you've got three
right.
kids.
Like, and that's not the case, and this shouldn't be the case for this.
Like, you need to get some intimacy going. So
I don't understand why, like, you're 20 years old. But look, maybe try, look, I would say talk to him a couple of times. If it's not getting through and he doesn't want to, you know, understand that this is important to you.
I think maybe you need to say it with a threat behind, not a threat behind it, but I think
like,
you need
I can't
to
go
like,
on like this, you know, it's
I think
almost...
you need to speak to him, yeah, and say like, this isn't working for me. Like, I right. love you, but I am not satisfied. Give it to him in black and white. Don't
right.
sugarcoat it.
No.
Because at the end of the day, you're not. And you need to be like, look, like if we've got like different sex drives, I don't think this is going to work.
Right.
Because I don't feel loved. You feeling fulfilled? Because I'm not.
Well, your love language is cuddles, intimacy,
exactly.
you know, that alone
so you're
time.
Not,
and you're not getting that.
Those boxes aren't being checked. I know.
And you it should never feel like it's a chore from your partner. That's not normal.
To have sex with you.
That's not normal. And he should not be making you feel like you're not sexy. And look, your boyfriend is making you feel insecure. This is a problem. Right?
I don't think he's doing it on purpose.
Me
I think
neither.
It is just the fact that he's just got a low sex drive.
Me neither, but like these things need to be voiced and they need to not be overlooked. One thing we've learned is that when problems arise in relationships, they need to not be overlooked. They either need to be sorted out or literally fucking
or
end the relationship.
The
because
that's what I'm saying. Like maybe right. this is just not, maybe right. you guys aren't compatible. Like maybe now you know that
right.
like, okay, like we aren't compatible anymore because we have different
right.
sex. Like I think it's that important. Like
me
if it's
too.
Not happening,
because listen,
it's not happening. You may as well be mates.
Listen, you could go on for another 2 years like this and still be
yeah.
feeling this way, and you'll have wasted your time. You'll look back and go, wow, I should have just ended it 2 years ago when I was having
I
these feelings at the start. And
yeah.
that's just what we've learned from just like when feelings arise in relationships that are negative.
When concerns arise.
Right? And from experience, I'd say, you know, if things can't be changed, cut it off. You can find someone who's obsessed with you, wants to have sex with you all the time. You know, there are other people out there other than the person you're with right now. Do you know what
I
mean? I
agree.
If it's not fulfilling
maybe give it a month. Maybe say this time
right.
next month. If thing have a
right.
serious conversation.
Have another convo.
Let him know the severity. You are unsatisfied. Like I said, don't sugarcoat it. You're unsatisfied.
Right.
You don't feel fulfilled. You don't feel sexy. You don't feel wanted.
Be honest
and
with him. Say everything
you
said in the
give
in the
him
email.
A month.
Yeah.
Give him a month. And if he's not initiating and, you know, turning up the
making
heat a
making you
bit,
feel better about, yeah.
Right. Then I think it's like, okay, well, this means we're not compatible, so we should break
well,
up.
Well, then it just means, look, you've hit a plateau and you're
not
progressing.
It's not working. It's not making you happy.
And it's not working. Bottom line,
yeah.
that's it. He's not making you happy. Okay, moving on. Brilliant.
Goodbye.
End of podcast. Thank you.
Goodbye, guys. It's all. We're
right.
out.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Thank you so much
for
listening,
yeah,
guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode.
Me
back
too.
Next week with some girl talk. And then the one after that is our 100th episode.
Oh my God. I can't
and
believe...
And we have a fun surprise coming.
How have we sat here 100 times? That is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, we've sat here 98 times as of today, right?
100 times. That's almost a... Well, it's not almost a year, but wow. 100 weeks. That's 100 weeks. Jesus.
Crazy.
When you think about Jesus. Wow.
Wild, hey?
God.
Okay, guys, so feel free to email in your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Absolutely. And please follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. It's gorgeous. And you can still get our card game, The Girls Bathroom
card game.
It's super fun @thegirlsbathroom.com. It's a great time. Love you. And it's so pretty and cute and pink.
Pre-drinks are getting pretty messy. I had a 3-day hangover because of it. It was disgusting. It's just,
no, honestly, projectile vomiting on the streets was our weekend.
Like, embarrassing.
Like,
so embarrassing.
Completely humiliating myself.
I don't even
want
to think about it.
Ruining my heels for it and my whole outfit as well.
Don't want to think about it. Right. Okay, guys.
Love you.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Love you lots. See you next Wednesday.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.